Seibold. Good evening. My name is James Seibold, and I'm the immediate past chairman of the DeKalb Republican Party. And I come to you tonight to speak to you as a candidate for the Republican nomination for the state Senate. I know you thought you came here tonight, you'd hear all the candidates for the state Senate, but the only two candidates are going to be the Republican and the Democratic nominees that are picked on July 20th. So I'm here tonight to speak to the Republicans that will be voting in the primary. How many of you plan on voting in the Republican primary on July 20th in this room tonight? Can you show up hands? One, two, three. Well, what I have to say is I want to speak to you this evening in the standpoint that I think God has the significance of this up here, that I'm on the far right-hand side of all the panelists up here. That's because I'm the furthest to the right of all these candidates. I'm the most conservative, the most fiscally conservative, the most socially conservative. And I think as we have a dialogue with you over the next 30 days and we talk to you about the issues and where we stand on issues, that you're going to come to the same conclusion, that I best reflect your values, that I best reflect traditional Republican ideals, and that in the long run, I'm the one that's going to be the best representative of what you stand for and what you believe in. I feel that the number one issue for Georgia coming into this election is the economy. The fact that we're looking at 10% unemployment in this state means there's no money for education, which is the second largest thing in our budget. There's no money for transportation. There's no money for quality of life issues like water and other social welfare programs. Just last week, the AJC ran an article saying the tax receipts for the month of May are off by 7%. That 7% is going to result in one of two things next year when the legislature meets. When they're off that, if that trend continues, they're either going to have to cut spending next January or raise taxes. Now, how many of you are in here for raising taxes next year when the legislature gets together? Let's see a show of hands. I don't see a single hand up there. Most of you will want to send a representative down to the Senate that's going to have the courage to say no to all those people down there that want to raise taxes and raise revenues and say, find it somewhere. Now, how many of you feel, we raised that bed tax that created $80 million in new taxes this year. How many of you feel if the legislature worked hard enough, they could find $80 million in ways in that government down there out of the $18 billion budget? How many of you feel they could find $80 million? That's right back there. There's another, yeah. Because deep down in your heart, you know it's there. That waste is there. There's so many job programs that are out there in our state government that the legislature did their job and worked hard that they would not have had to raise taxes. You know, Thomas Jefferson said that politicians that raise taxes are failure as leaders. And that's what we have. It's the easy way out to raise taxes. I'm against it. I will fight every single tax increase. I won't sign a pledge that says I'm going to not raise taxes and then turn around and raise taxes on you after I pledge not to. You have my word up front, I won't raise taxes. And then it won't happen if I get down to the state legislature. Back in 2008, there's a couple of people in here that know that I traveled with John McCain in New Hampshire, in South Carolina, in Florida, and in Texas, and I campaigned for John. And on the Thursday before the New Hampshire primary, the Straight Talk Express broke down between Nashville and Concord. And we were standing by the side of the road, and I walked up to John, and I said, John, I hope this is not a metaphor for the McCain campaign. He looked up at me and he said, Jamie, character is destiny. And, you know, it really struck me as something hard, coming from a man who spent 5.5 years in the Yalu prison, 2.5 years of those years in solitary confinement. And of course, and you know anything about that, it means you see the guy who brings you your plate of food and that's it. It's the only human being you see during the day. Here is a man, the new character. Here's a man to go home. All he had to do was say that I renounce all the crimes I've done to North Vietnam, and the North Vietnamese would have let him go, but he stayed there because it wasn't his turn to go home for 5.5 years. That man knows character. And when he said character and destiny to me, I knew what he understood. He said that when you make a promise to your constituents, that you have a public trust, and trust to follow through with those promises to your constituents, and when you violate that trust, you violate all the ethics of what a politician and a good Republican is for. I ask you for your vote on July 20th, and I ask you for your support for the state Senate. Thank you very much.